Welcome to the podcast. We're so glad that you're here. Sometimes we curse like sailors while we have a beer. Sometimes there's graphic content, so watch for little ears. We can't be held responsible for what you're about to hear.
Hey!
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are...
Changing the Chances.
Yes, we are. Still here. Still rocking it.
Chugging along. Chugga-lug, chugga-lug, ka-chugga, ka-chugga.
Ka-chow. Anyways. So this is going to be an upbeat podcast. Yeah.
We're going to touch base on our little staycation from this previous weekend.
Yeah. Wrapping up summer.
Yep.
Just trying to, you know, squeeze in all the last fun we can get with Piper before going back to school.
Yep.
So it actually like started at the beginning of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Like all the fun for her.
Yeah. Because she had like a play date thing with her cousin Hannah.
Yeah. I had Hannah sleep over. Because she's always a hoot, and she makes Piper laugh. And
well, when she sings to her, it's the best.
Yeah.
You are my sunshine! And Alicia, or Piper is just
it's so cute.
Losing it, laughing, because she just so cute. Loves it.
I'm going to get a recording of it we if should. I can.
The next time she comes over, we'll have to get a recording and put it on Facebook of Hannah singing to her and Piper just laughing.
So dang cute. So she spent the night Monday, and we did it. You know, we went out and did all the things. We went to the park and... played in the pool. And
did you guys go anywhere? Did you go somewhere? No? Yes?
To the park.
Just the park? I feel like you went somewhere else. Or am I mistaken?
No, I think that was it. We just went to the park.
Okay.
The park that Piper can like go on the swings.
And... oh, yeah, yeah. The one in, what is that? West Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the big one. It's got the really cool interactive swings and stuff like that.
So yeah.
I did not go to that. I was at work.
Yep, he was at work.
But Tuesday... Tuesday, people strap in. I'm about to tell you about an assassination attempt on my life.
Can we do the fun stuff first?
What are you talking about?
Because the assassination was after.
Okay, yeah, we can start. That true. That's okay. True. It was. So
Tuesday night.
This is the beginning. The beginning story.
Oh,
picture, if you will.
Oh, my gosh.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm trying to lay it out.
Anyways, so we are a part of a group on Facebook that is amazing, and they sometimes do fun things for
they are amazing.
Families.
Really, they are.
We've talked about them before.
Well,
yeah, I'm sure that it's fine.
Okay.
It's well, Mascot Miracles.
Yeah, Mascot
Foundation.
Yeah. And they are. They're awesome.
And they're amazing. So they do a Cowabunga Bay, which is a water park if you don't live here in Utah. It is a water park here. For families with kids with disabilities, and we got to go, which is awesome.
It is. It's very fun.
Piper is a huge fan of the Lazy River.
Yes.
Because and she
I
likes...
just thought it was cool because the park rent the entire park out. The park closes to the general public and
yeah.
It is strictly for the members of Mascot for Miracles. And so it's just individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And family members.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so fun
yeah.
to see all these kids getting to do things that typical kids can just
go do.
You know, go do for whatever they want. They don't have to worry about it. And, you know, it is. It's super fun.
Yeah. No, it's great. And so
explain Lazy River to them. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. No, Piper is a huge fan of Lazy River because she likes to float and she can swim when she so sees fit to swim.
Well, I was very proud of her because they have these like donut style inner tubes and we
like most water parks.
Yeah, like most
pretty
water
basic.
Parks. Yeah. And so we put Piper in the middle through the donut hole part. And so she laid her trunk and her forearms over the front. And I kind of put the top part of my trunk on the back part to balance it out so that she didn't have her face
in the water. Yes.
And then Alicia was in front of her and kind of keeping an eye on that to make sure that she wasn't, you know, getting water in her mouth and stuff like that. But she loved it. And she kicked her feet almost the entire time we were in the Lazy River. And we were in there for what? At least an half an hour, 45 minutes?
Probably 45 minutes.
I'd say at least 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, she was digging it, kicking her legs, kicking her arms, laughing and just having a good old time.
Yeah. Loves a lazy river.
Yeah, she loves the lazy river.
I don't like a lazy river.
No, you get motions.
I do.
Because it does. It just, it's got, you know, vents and it pushes you like through the water. And
yeah,
you can literally just get on the tube and just sit there and do nothing. And it just carries you through with the current.
I wish I could love it more, but my body does not. So
you're like 45 minutes. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It is time to move on from this.
We can do something else. But the other water, and the lazy river is actually quite warm.
I don't know if it's like a circulation thing.
I don't know either, but it was. It was quite warm. It actually felt really good. I mean, Piper didn't seem to mind it.
No.
I didn't mind it. Mm. We tried to go to other parts of the water park, and that water was freaking cold, dude.
Yeah. So the thing about this water park is there's not really like a lot of swimming space. It's way about water slides.
Yeah, they got a lot of water slides, like little kiddie pooly area, you know, the lazy river, but it's definitely set up for the water slides.
Yes. So the big part that's like all the big water slides, the water is cold. It is cold. It is not warm by any means. And it's fine, you know, when you're a kid who's just up and down and running around.
You're running around and you're moving, man. You're getting that blood pumping.
But Piper has a hard time enjoying it when she's too cold. So we opted against it. And she has been down a big water slide, which...
We went down one slide.
We did.
We went down a small slide. We did not go down a bigger slide because... Mm-hmm. Even the small slide, she was just, like, you could see her. She was already starting to shiver.
Yeah, because you have to stand in line. You have to wait for it. And
because there are other children and, you know, other children that are able to actually walk up the stairs and stand in line, you know, the way that you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. They're waiting their turn, too.
Yeah.
You know, and their family members that are typical kids, they're invited, you know, and they come and they're playing as well and having a good time, which is great and fabulous. But you still are wet, waiting in line, getting cold. Piper does not like that. And I don't blame her.
So we only did the one slide and we pretty much called it because.
Yeah, she was. That slide, it was cold and she just started shivering. And I'm like, you know what? I'm super pruney. She's cold. We've had a good time. We spent just over an hour.
Jesse does not like to be pruny.
I do not. It is a big thing for me. I don't like to be pruny at all.
It's true.
It's 100%. Hot tub, as soon as I get pruny, I'm out. I'm done.
Washing dishes.
I don't care where I'm at. My hands get pruny. Guess what? It's done until my hands are no longer pruny, which is usually later on that afternoon or night. Like, I don't do that.
Yes.
It's gross.
It's on his forte.
Feels like my skin is just shriveled up and is ready to be punctured and ripped open at any moment.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gross. I don't like it.
Okay. The fun thing about this is because in case you didn't gather from the name Mascot Miracles, they have a bunch of mascots.
It's so cool.
Some represent teams that are around here in Utah and some...
College teams.
I think some are like their own personal mascots. I think they've got a couple.
Got a couple of their own that are strictly for Mascot for Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Others are volunteers from like UVU University.
I have no idea.
The Utah Jazz Bear. Bear is, I've seen in a couple of their gatherings before, and he is the Utah Jazz mascot, and he participates and he comes in. We went to, I think it was last year or the year before last, that one drive thing that we went through. And I'm pretty sure I saw Bear, if I remember correctly. But, you know, I just think it's really cool because, you know, these people are there in these giant mascot uniforms in the fucking pool.
They are.
Full on. Like, you got this giant eagle head walking through the water and this other, you know, lion and wolf and... And you're just like, these poor people are just, it can't be comfortable to begin with. I've never worn a mascot suit. I don't know. But I can't imagine them to be comfortable.
God, I feel like they're probably heavy.
And exactly. Like, they're probably already constricting and heavy and cumbersome. Yeah. And then you get in the water and now you are soaked to to the bone. Mm-hmm. That's gotta suck, but they do it because the kids love it. And they interact. They're walking around giving high fives, fist bumps, hugs, taking pictures and stuff. And the kids just love it. And I think it's amazing.
It's awesome. Is amazing. It was a good time. I'm always happy to get to go.
So we go to leave and they have, I was a little disappointed because they had a stand because they have merchandise and all proceeds go to helping to keep Mascot for Miracles funded. And I love their logo. I think it's super cool. And last year when we went to Cowabunga Bay, I wanted to get a shirt. They didn't have anything my size. I was freaking bummed.
Me and Piper got something. I'm like,
Alicia and Piper got stuff. I couldn't get anything. They didn't have anything for in dad bod size. So I ended up having to pass. Same thing this year. So bummed. They didn't have anything when I went to look. Well, they might have, but it was super packed. And I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time. Let's go in and go swimming. That's what we're here for. So when we left, they were already packing up. And I'm like, well, screwed again this year. Oh, well, maybe next time. So we're leaving. We get back into the car. And we
get Piper. This is the assassination attempt.
This is where the assassination attempt.
If all that wasn't exciting, this is where the excitement begins.
This is where it starts getting good. Not that, you know, us having a good time at the pool was not good, but, you know, dun, dun, dun. So we get to the van. I am in the process of getting a back tattoo for Piper's twin brother, Caleb. It's my Stitch Ohana tattoo. So I wore a very wide sleeve tank top. So pretty much just a sleeveless shirt. And that's what I swam in. Because I, even with sunscreen, I did not want to even take a chance of getting any kind of sunburn on this. Too much blood money getting left on that. And I'm not going to get it ruined. So I took my shirt off and we put it in Piper's bag because it was soaking wet. And we start driving. And luckily, I felt, you know what? I'm not going to get on the freeway. I'm going to take, you know, State Street. It's like a main road that goes all the way down. And we could get home that way. So I'm driving and we're, gosh, not even maybe a block from Cowabunga Bay. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, boom, I feel this stinging, burning sensation on my back. And all of a sudden, boom, I feel it again. So I start kind of swerving. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, what? I almost drove into the median. And I've got the girls in the car, you know? And boom, I feel it again. And I reach back with my left hand. I'm driving with my right. And I grab what is, I'm now discovering, because I have pulled in front of me, is a yellow jacket. And it has just stung me 3 times in the middle of my back because me and Alicia did not see said yellow jacket in the van. So I proceeded to drop him on the floor and smash him and smash him and smash him and smash him and then curse him that I could not resurrect him and smash him more. I was so mad. I think I said everything under the sun.
Yes, you did. And it was so crazy because I didn't know what was happening. All of a sudden, he starts swerving and all of a sudden he's like, ow, 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 ow. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening right now. Like, what is going on? Then he pulls the bee in front of him and starts to smash it and be angry about it. And I'm like, okay, well, if you need to pull over so we can change, let's do that. Because Mr. Swervy Pants over here, I get it. I'm not blaming you. But yes, when you're in the passenger seat and all these things start happening and you have no idea what's going on, it's a little crazy.
I think Piper chucked a little bit and then was like emotionless. Like, that's kind of funny. Oh, well. Kind of reminded me of like a Wednesday Addams kind of moment. So we make it home. And on our way home, I start thinking, well, the weekend before, Piper, we have a pool in the backyard for Piper. And we've got some yellow jackets and hornets and stuff around the house. And two had gotten in Piper's pool and they couldn't get out. So I decided I was going to drown them. So I grabbed one of Piper's little, you know, rubber balls that she plays with outside. And I proceeded to drown these two wasps because I don't want them hurting Piper and I can't get rid of them. We've tried wasp catchers that, you know, do the whole whatever, they climb in, they can't get out, and they catch nothing. I think we've caught three total.
Yeah,
all summer long, and I can see a half dozen if not more every day. So I'm like, I'm just gonna kill these things. Like, I've got an opportunity, I'm gonna do it. So I theorized
it was karma
that the two bees, all three of these yellow jackets, they're all friends. Mm. And he watched me kill his friends and he was waiting.
I will get my revenge.
He was biding his time for revenge. And he's like, I will kill you. You kill my friends. I'm going to kill you. But yeah, so.
Yeah, we can laugh about it now.
But my back, I had this huge giant welt on my back. And I looked like blue, I'm sure, at work for a few days, scratching my back on anything I could because it just itched and itched and itched. Well, now I have like scratched a hole in my back, which sucks because it still itches. And now I can't do anything about it because it's just a giant scab and it sucks. And it's like, that damn bee, he did a number on me, man. That yellow jacket, he got me. He got me good.
He did.
So that was Tuesday.
Hope that live up to everybody's expectations of the giant assassination attempt on your life.
And I mean, it's pretty intense.
It was intense when it was happening. Yes.
I'm like, we were, and luckily, I decided to take State Street and not the freeway because.
Who's to say that he didn't come from State Street? We don't know.
I
got in the car before you did to move the van and he wasn't there.
Well, that's true.
So who knows?
I don't know. But
we'll never know.
We won't because, you know, now he's in yellow jacket heaven or hell for an attempt on a life. But anyway.
So moving on.
Yeah, moving on.
So Wednesday I took Piper to the park and the fire truck comes out. So the fire truck came out, the firemen, and they hook up the water and they spray the big hose across the softball field so all the kids can run around and have
play
a good
in the
time.
Water and, yeah, because I mean, we've been having some hot days, like mid-90s, high-90s, triple digits.
So I met Hannah and Kat there and we did that. We got to run through the water. And
you said Piper seemed to have had a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're not actually in water, you're just getting wet.
And yeah, it's like a mist. Yeah.
It's not a mist. Oh, no, I would not call it a mist.
No, did they like actually hose you down?
Like, I mean, it's up high and it's just falling on you, but it's not a mist by any means.
More like
a
shower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So better we did visual. That. And then Thursday was so exciting.
Do-do-do-do-do.
It was the Backstreet Boys concert. This did not pertain to Piper because she stayed with a sitter.
She stayed with my mom. She stayed with Nana, which they were both super excited about.
Piper was
excited. Nana was excited. And they always have a good time.
So me and Jesse got to go because Backstreet Boys was the first music group I ever fell in love with. And I still am in love with them. So my entire life.
So we essentially had a date night. Nisha got to see the Backstreet Boys.
So
I've never been to a show. That was
fun.
My first one.
I've seen them a few times now.
Not necessarily my music, but the show was still good and there was plenty to look at. But no, it was nice to get out. It was just ridiculous. Everything is just so overpriced.
Yeah, that's just part of what it is.
And it is. It's just part of what it is. But it was just so ridiculous. The merchandise, the drinks.
Oh my gosh. I don't even care. Over it. I was so excited. So freaking excited.
But it was. It was a good
show.
Such
a good time.
And then we go and pick up Piper. And my mom's like, man, because Piper's been going to sleep. Like, we've been trying to get her to go to sleep a little earlier because school's going to start. But her schedule is really whacked out. She's not going to sleep till like 9:30, sometimes 10 o'clock now. And we're like, no, 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 this isn't going to work. This has got to change. She's at my mom's house. She passes out. My mom's like, she was done. She was out. Done. 8:30.
Yep.
8:30. Okay. And that's Thursday night. So Friday, I took Friday off of work.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of like when we started our.
Yeah, Thursday night
staycation
was like
situation.
Our date night, Thursday night, was like the beginning of our staycation. Uh-huh. So then Friday, we went to an interactive art exhibit, mm-hmm. which is called Dreamscape. They have two locations here in the Salt Lake Valley.
Or at least used to. I don't know if the one downtown is still there.
Oh, well.
But anyways, yeah, they used to. Anyway, out in Sandy.
And it's really cool. Like, they've got mirrors and black lights and local artists and go and in there and they just...
Well, and they're like reusing, like...
Oh, yeah. They're taking other people's junk and garbage and like, stuff and making it into art. And yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of interactive stuff and they've got a lot of rooms with like black lights and flashing light and Piper likes.
Loves lights.
She loves lights.
So...
So she really got to enjoy it, and it's fully interactive, and it was like a 45-minute walkthrough,
almost an hour,
about an hour. Yeah. About, okay, and you know we got some pictures, so we'll get some of those posted up. Oh no, wait, I think
I did on Instagram. Yeah,
you already posted some on Instagram.
Instagram but yeah, waits for nothing. I just posted. Yeah, so we did do that, and she likes it, and it's so nice because you know she's in a wheelchair, and it was fully accessible for her to be wheeled around and to. All these rooms and spaces.
Yeah, and I know the first time we went, the guy said that that's what he wanted. He wanted it to be ADA accessible.
Well, and he was asking specifically because he did like the, it was like a mirror.
It was like, his was like a mirror maze room.
Situation. But yeah, so it was very cool. We got to do that.
Even this one, and there was art that you could buy, you know, from local artists that, you know, different styles of art.
Yeah, it was and so it, cool.
It was really cool. Very neat. Really cool.
We really like that. So for our staycation, we do book like a hotel room.
Yep. Just to get out of the house.
Just to get out of the house. Purely because guess what? If I'm home, regardless if we're out doing things, unless we're gone all day, I'm going to come home and I'm going to do dishes or laundry or clean or
something.
The whole point of it is to not do those things. No. Just to spend time together and just
hang out, enjoy and be that. Lazy and do stuff.
Yeah. So... For us, when I pick, she's talking with her eyebrows over there.
She's got that lip sticking out. She can
for
catch
me,
a
when
fly.
I pick a room for us, when we stay somewhere, I usually pick a room that's got like a sitting space and like a bedroom.
Essentially space. A suite so that we can have like the living space, so, living room area.
First of all, I have to get a king size bed because me and Jesse don't have a king size bed. So this is my treat to me. I love to snuggle right before sleep and then not touch him the rest of the night. Get on your side of the bed. And then Piper gets her own little area, usually a pull-out couch, whatever.
Yeah, this time it was a pull-out couch. Yeah. So we did. It was like a little living room. We had a TV and it had a
chair. But I also like
and...
the space because, you know, she has a wheelchair and we need to have the space to move around and do things.
She's got her bag. You've got your bag. I've got my bag. And she's got her wheelchair. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it does. It just takes up some space. And we need to get a suite. That's just what it is.
Yeah. Which I don't care. We'll do it once a year, maybe.
And,
so it's not.
You know, sometimes we can luck out and get a jacuzzi tub. Which normally I don't have a problem spending the money and getting that. But since I've got my new back tattoo, it wasn't really going to be beneficial because I can't get in the hot tub. We didn't have to worry about that this go around.
That's also true. Saturday, we ended up getting up early and going to a car show.
Yep. We drove up north, about a 45-minute drive up north out of town, and met up with my stepbrother and got to see him, which was really, really good.
I mean, it's really why we went up there. So
that's exactly why we went up there. It was specifically to see my stepbrother, who is unfortunately very sick right now. And I just wanted to see him and spend some time with him.
Yeah.
And he really loves muscle cars and old cars and stuff like that. So
gave us something to do and we got to see him.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Unfortunately, yeah, it just breaks my heart. It absolutely just breaks my heart because unfortunately he is only 26, 27.
Human who doesn't deserve anything terrible because he's amazing.
Yes, he's the sweetest kid. I mean, he's got his head on straight.
He's just
and he
battling.
Has goals and ambitions, and now he's battling cancer.
Yeah, so it's just been...
But it was good to see him and you know, hug him and just interact with him because we really don't know how much time we have left with him.
So on our way home, because we got up early to go.
Yeah, we did. We
decided
skipped out on breakfast.
And, yeah, decided we'd stopping at breakfast or brunch or lunch at this point. Who knows?
There's no tears. You're whining. I see you're talking with your eyebrows, making a face, sticking out your lip. Yeah, see? Yeah. Daddy calling you out. I'm calling you out right now.
So we stopped at an IHOP and we were waiting for our table because it was really, really busy. And it was so sweet. We were just walking around with Piper and hanging out and doing stuff. And these two younger boys walked out with, I'm assuming, their mom.
Someone in the family, but I would guess their mom.
They were getting ready to leave and the mom's like, they just want to know if they could give her a flower. And
they had picked a little
dandelion.
And they walked over and gave it to her.
It was so cute.
It was. It was super
so adorable. Dang cute.
Didn't you get a picture of that too?
I sure did. Awesome. Of course I did.
We'll have to get that.
Of course I did.
Because yeah, it was. And I just thought it was super sweet because these boys, gosh, I think the oldest one was maybe
4.
Gosh.
Do you think they were older than that?
I think the oldest one was maybe 6. And the young, yeah, I think he was maybe 6. The other one was maybe 4. But I thought it was super sweet that, you know, they just wanted to interact with Piper and give her a flower.
It was very, very cute. I enjoyed it. We didn't do too much the rest of the day just because it rained out.
Yeah, it did. It kind of rained. We got hit with a storm. So we just kind of hung out and watched some TV. And we went and picked up some dinner. And
Jesse took a nap.
Yeah, I did. I did that. We were trying to get Piper to take a nap. And she closed her eyes for all 20 minutes. And I closed mine for like 2 hours. So
that's what he does. Jesse took a nap. We went and got cookies. Because that's what I do. If there's a sweet shop nearby, I want it. And I'm going to go get it. And I did.
So, yeah. And then Sunday, we got up and we went to a baseball game.
We did. We went to the baseball field.
Yep. We have a local team. They're not a major league team, but they do, the Angels farm out from this team, the Salt Lake Bees. And they're fun to go. I'm not a huge baseball fan. Not really. Don't know a whole lot about it. But it's fun to go to the ballpark and have an ice cream and...
It's the experience.
Like it's making the memories and being there and stuff. Super fun.
So much fun.
I got another hat.
I got a hat.
So now I have 2 bees hats. Alicia got one.
And collection.
We got Piper a little baseball jersey.
Oh my gosh, it's so dang cute.
So Alicia took a picture of her with it on, and it is. It's super cute.
So dang cute.
But yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get to make it through the whole game. We got to the top of the 6th.
No.
Me and Alicia both were getting headaches, and we were drinking fluids. And
it was like we had a really busy weekend.
We did,
I think it was just starting. Sometimes it doesn't sound like it,
but
it was
in and out of the van and lugging Piper around, and you know it is.
We had a full weekend of activities, and
Piper was done. Also, she was done. You could tell. So I mean, we made it through. Little more than half the game.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. And we had a really good weekend. Fun weekend.
Yeah. And we actually ended it at my parents' house.
We did. We ended up at your parents' house. We went home and unpacked and, you know, started getting things going and stuff like that and whatnot. And then we ended up going and picking up some pizza and hanging out and playing some cards with your parents. And that's
how we went over there originally because they had our dog.
Yes, they were dog sitting for us.
That I am so grateful every day for the dog that we picked.
Sammy's a great dog.
That we adopted or rescued or however you want to look at it. Because she fits in and out of their dog door. And she gets along really well with their dogs and my parents.
Nobody gets along with Rosie, let's be honest.
No, but you know. My dog doesn't care that their dog
Rosie
is angry.
Thinks she's this little like 1.5-pound applehead chihuahua with like a muscle disorder. She will lock up like a fainting goat if she gets too excited.
I know.
And she thinks that she is a freaking pit bull, dude.
She does. Like,
until you turn around and you're like, what are you doing? And then she's like, oh my God, no.
And there goes the fainting dog. Yes. So we're so lucky because I pretty much just drop her off whenever because we don't have a dog door. We don't have access for her to be in and out of our house whenever she pleases. So
that was one of the things we did not think about when we got a dog.
You know,
one of the things that were like hindsight, we're like, oh shit.
Maybe well, but we also don't leave that. A ton. Like,
no,
so
we don't. But we should have thought about that because we do have times where you've got to be at the hospital for days
yes.
on end. And I've got to go to work. Actually
quickly after yeah,
we found
her.
Out this February. And it's like, hey, can Sammy pretty much live with
no,
you?
No, like, way before that.
Was it before
way that? Before that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like literally right after we got her, we had a hospital stay. Yep. And we're like, yeah. Can you
we
take our
We didn't think
dog?
About this. Sorry. We love you. So she loves it over there. She
does.
Loves, you know, she loves Grams and Papa. And she gets along with dogs. And she does. She fits right at home. She's right as rain.
So we're very lucky. Very lucky. We don't have to worry about it so much. Because it was funny. I called my dad and I'm like, and my mom was not in town this weekend. And I'm like, I talked to mom, which doesn't mean anything because she's not even here. But I need to bring Sammy by. Is that okay? And he's like, yep, bring her by. And
then, I'm sure he didn't mind because he was probably lonely.
And then we talked about it later. And he's like, if I hadn't answered, what have you done? I'm like, probably just
brought
opened the
in
garage and brought her in anyways.
Brought her in, dropped her off, taking her cone off, and have at it.
And
you can get through the doggy door. You know what to do.
Yep. And you would have just seen her when you got home.
Oh, I gained another dog.
Yep. It's pretty much
But he
how
loves
it is.
Her, so I mean
yeah,
we're good.
They do. She's a great dog. So
Piper, do you have something to say? Mom went and picked you up because you were getting so fussy.
I know. And then everybody's going to be like, it was so sad. I heard her whining in the background. And guess what? She got exactly what she wanted. Now I'm holding her and she's just fine. And you can hear her smacking her lips.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you funny girl. You
and
can do it.
Smiling because she knows she got exactly what
she
wanted.
She got exactly what she wanted. Piper.
Oh.
Are you just going to kick the table? No. Oh, yeah. Is that what you're going to do? Okay.
So... I mean, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's all we wanted to do is cover our little staycation before Piper starts school next week.
And actually, when you hear this, will be the first day of school.
So. Yes, yes. That will be Piper's first day of school. When
I'm
this
sure
gets
we will
released.
Have a follow-up of some kind of school.
Her first week's probably going to be pretty eventful, so we could probably cover...
Well, I already have a lot to say, so yes, probably. And has it even started?
But yeah, so when this comes out, it'll be Piper's first day of school, and we're excited for her to go back.
So excited. Piper will be
don't,
excited.
I'm like, I don't know if she quite understands that school is starting next week. I mean, I've kind of explained
That's
to her
too
that...
too far ahead for her to understand.
I think so, maybe. But I mean, I've tried to tell her that, you know, you're going to go to school this year. So that's going to be a thing. It's gonna,
yeah, she understands like what school
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she knows but... 100% what school is. So I think yeah. it's just a little confusing because it's like, it's still kind of a ways yeah. out.
I don't before. Know where that fits on the timeline of things.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Are we going like now? Like when you say we're going to go see Grams and Papa, we go like right now. You're talking about school, but nothing ever happens. What's going on with
yeah.
that? So. You're a liar, old man.
Always
liar. I wonder sometimes, I picture her having like this female version of almost Stewie. From Family Guy.
Except like, for Stewie's highly inappropriate.
How do we not know? We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't know.
But I don't like to
falls,
see her that way.
This falls under like changing the chances after dark.
Oh yeah, we can't get on
for
to
sure.
That.
We
no.
can't get onto
no,
that.
No.
But we don't know. She could definitely be like mastermind.
I know.
Yeah, nobody knows.
I know nothing.
But that's all we had for this week's podcast, this week's episode.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us and have a good week. We love you guys.
And
take
we'll
care.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.